Next item, request for public hearing, consideration of amendment to Regulation 4VAC 20610 pertaining to commercial fishing and mandatory harvest reporting to eliminate the use of agents from the commercial gillnet fishery.
Afternoon again. I'll keep this brief. The commission last November provided deterrence to gillnet license stacking. We started out with the new gillnet permitting system, the Class A's and the Class B's, the Class A being limited entry, allowing up to 12,000 feet worth of gillnet combined being to be licensed, and the Class B's being up to 6,000 feet worth of gillnet license combined. During last April's 27th meeting, we had a public hearing to address a gillnet subcommittee's recommendation to deal with an issue that came into the original regulation. When we originally set the regulation involving the permits and everything, we made a requirement in there, it shall be unlawful for more than one gillnet limited entry permittee on board any vessel any time to set, place, or fish any gillnets except those legally licensed to only one permittee. So basically, no buddying up and joining up together. One boat, one person, one permittee. Recommendation last April from the committee was to deal with that was to change the language so that a maximum vessel gillnet limit whereby the combination of all the gillnet licenses on board a vessel could not exceed 12,000 feet regardless of the permits would allow people to work together. However, in talking with the Virginia Marine Police, it was a recommendation against this because it was unenforceable from their viewpoint. Commission did not pass that action. The staff has spent the summer looking into this issue a little further, and at the last FMAC meeting on April 30th, we presented the following recommendation, basically to get back to an original concern from the actual committee, which was during periods of economic difficulties, there is a need for the harvesters basically to join together to work gear, which in turn promotes both cost savings for them and some efficiency. So staff recommends some of the following recommendations. One, based on these recommendations, there would no longer be a need to limit the number of individuals lawfully licensed to commercially gillnet from any vessel. So if two people are permittees or three people are permittees, one to work together, promote cost savings, that's fine. Let them do it. It's easily checked by law enforcement because they can go out and they can check the individual's permit versus the gear being worked at that time. And if it belongs to someone on that boat, it's lawfully licensed. There's no issue for law enforcement there. It's easy to check for them. Another issue we brought up was having to do with agents, because another original provision is prevent license stacking, where someone could agent for multiple people and have a lot more gear in the water than really was intended. So we asked for possibility of having a limitation on agents. For non-commercial registration license holders, the individual public who agents for a licensed waterman, they can only do it for one person. For a current license register, they could either only do it for one, or another option would be they just don't get their gillnet permits for the year and they're doing it for somebody else. Basically, again, to prevent license stacking. While having this discussion with FMAC, they came up with an additional option, and that was to basically end the use of agents at all. That recommendation was based on the fact that everyone who has a commercial fishing registration license, all 2,700 plus individuals, are legally able to be in the gillnet fishery, be it a Class A or a Class B, but they could be in it. Thus, what's the need for the agent? Because you're licensed to be in this fishery anyway. The limited entry has to do with the amount of gear, but does not have to do with being part of the fishery. So that recommendation came forth from FMAC. They reasoned, you know, that basically under the current gillnet regs, everyone's part of this. Now, this restriction of the use of agents is not without precedent. Our striped bass fishery currently prohibits the use of agents at all. You just heard previously a recommendation on this last one involving the flounder license. Whereas in our crab pot fishery, we do have a restriction on the agents. They all have to be registered. They just can't openly do it. Staff's recommending advertising amendments to Regulation 4 VAC 201190 for a November 2010 public hearing, basically to allow gillnet permittees to work together from the same vessel and to restrict or eliminate the use of agents in the gillnet fishery. And this is a request.
Questions, members of the commission? Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Lane.
I move we advertise a public hearing in accord with staff recommendations.
There's second to the motion. Second by Mr. Bowden. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Joe.